I would hope so, yes. There is quite a lot of information being given out by our own personnel in Garda Síochána, elected representatives, and there's a lot of media campaigns going and with the financial institutions, and we think that that is paying dividends, thankfully, and the people aren't as vulnerable or succumb to the scams of these professional criminals.
I suppose, unfortunately, on the other side of things, I know burglaries and thefts from shops, their detections are once again on the increase ahead of the Christmas period as well. Is that quite a difficult crime, particularly the thefts from shops, to detect and be proactive about in terms of Gardaí being able to be proactive and monitor this?
Well, I suppose there is a role for both the shops, the employees in the shops, and on Garda Síochána and the community at large. And you know, the shop owners and employees have to keep an eye on their stock and people coming in and out of their shop, and just to be aware of that there are people there who will prey on any vulnerability that they see. And then to make sure CCTV is working and is of assistance to us when we are carrying out investigations. And CCTV is of enormous benefit to us, and when we get it, and it's of a very high quality, and when we view it and see good footage, it makes it detection much easier. And in that regard, it's a cooperation between all the parties concerned that bring for successful detections in this.
Drug detections have fallen significantly. What, just from your own knowledge, what do you put that down to? I know there's a lot of collaboration going on with other Garda divisions, the likes of Tipperary, Limerick, Galway, for example.
Well, there is, and we've had quite a lot of significant seizures over the past year. And one I highlighted there recently, there in Ennistown recently now, was a very significant seizure and a person arrested. And that is having an impact on the supply of illicit drugs in the community, and our cooperation with neighbouring divisions and national units, and that's all going to our regard. But let people be under no illusions, drugs are available in the community, they're out there, and the task of fighting the drug crime is ongoing.
Can I just ask you about another couple of aspects that you were asked about in your presentation as well? I know, unfortunately, there were two colleagues of yours here in Ennis that were assaulted recently, and that was documented on our radio station, as was spoken about here. Do you feel that incidents like that, particularly in Ennis, are isolated in your own experience, or would you have a greater concern about things like that going forward?
Well, I just want to assure people the town of Ennis is a very safe place to be, and our figures reflect that. Unfortunately, two of my colleagues were injured on duty, affecting an arrest in recent past, and that's very, very regrettable. I don't think that incidents like that are increasing. You know, unfortunately, sometimes when we encounter individuals on the street, they can be violent, there can be histories behind that, they may have taken substances, and that poses a challenge. But overall, the streets of Ennis and County Clare in general are a very safe place to be.
I know you were asked here about the potential for Gardaí to have greater protection, things like tasers and devices like that, but you wouldn't be in favour of that?
No, not at the moment. Irish society at the moment isn't at a stage where we need to arm the Gardaí with either lethal force or less lethal force. That's my personal opinion. Obviously, the Garda headquarters and the commissioner will decide ultimately what happens in that regard going forward. But my own personal view is that certainly in County Clare that society isn't like that, and the equipment we're issued with, we have good equipment with pepper spray, we have batons, handcuffs, and when we use them, they are efficient for what we have to deal with at the moment.
I know you're asked about resources and numbers as well, as you would be consistently. Are you hopeful at all that some of those graduates coming out of Templemore in 2023 may end up, whether it be in your own district of Ennis or elsewhere in the Clare Garda division?
Well, I would hope so. I would hope they will look favourably as in County Clare. Unfortunately, the numbers coming through Templemore at the moment are pretty low. That has been publicised in the media nationally. There's a gap there due to COVID, etc. So when the current classes are graduated. I hope we'll get some of them, and certainly in the classes to come, we will have our hand up for all the manpower we can get.
Just a couple more questions from me. I know there was a presentation given on the response to the Ukrainian community as well. Obviously, a significant amount of people in County Clare, your own area, Venice, and elsewhere as well. What is the Gardaí's role, do you feel, in the medium to long term going forward in terms of aiding with that response?
Well, we link in with the Ukrainian community and all people who have refugee status here, and we visit them and we are available to them in their places of residence. It's reassurance to let them see that we are a friendly face. We're there to help them and assist them and integrate into the community. And we're building up relationships with them in that regard, and hopefully that will sustain them in the years forward while they're in this country.
I know there was suggestions and I suppose examples of elsewhere in the country where there was maybe a bit of unrest reported. Is that something that's been documented here in County Clare in terms of other areas of the community yet?
No, not yet. We have no evidence of any of that. And my knowledge is that they're being well received within their own communities and the communities they're living in. And I would trust that will continue. There's very hospitable, open people in County Clare, and that will continue into the future.